Secretary of State Colin Powell, beginning a peace mission to the Middle East, meets today in Morocco with King Mohammed VI and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah. Mr. Powell's due in Israel on Thursday, where he will meet with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. A meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is not yet scheduled. Despite yesterday's call for an immediate Israeli pullout from the West Bank, the Israeli incursion continues. In the West Bank city of Nablus, fierce fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen was reported yesterday and into today. More than 40 Palestinians have been reported killed since Israeli tanks entered Nablus last week. NPR's Mike Schuster was reporting from Nablus. Mike, it sounds like the Israeli army is meeting very strong resistance there.
They are, Alex. The Israeli army came into Nablus on Wednesday night and took control of most of the city at that point, and the Palestinian gunmen in Nablus retreated into the old city, which is a kind of kasbah maze of very small homes, stone homes, narrow streets and alleyways. And the fighting intensified there on Friday through the weekend, and it got pretty close. The Israelis over the weekend and yesterday when I got here were pounding the old city with tank fire and with rockets from helicopter gunships, and that went on into last night. It's a little bit quieter today. There's only been sporadic tank fire. And I'm told that the Israeli army, they've got squads of troops inside the old city.
So 5 days after Israeli forces have entered Nablus, who controls the city?
The Israeli army controls nearly the entire city. And this is a big city, the biggest Palestinian city on the West Bank, 180,000 people. And the Israeli army has most of it, except for that portion of the old town that the Palestinian gunmen are holed up in. And that's what the Israeli troops are pressing on.
Is there any sign that Israeli forces are preparing to withdraw as President Bush has called for?
No, none whatsoever. There are a lot of Israeli tanks in this city, probably more than 100, considerably more than 100. A lot of Israeli troops and armored personnel carriers. And so far today, we've seen no indication that any of them are leaving.
Can you tell me what life is like these days for the Palestinians who live in Nablus? What are they doing?
They're staying indoors. Since the Israeli army entered on Wednesday night, everybody is inside. Nobody's allowed out on the streets. The Israelis, it's not that there's a curfew. It's just that people are prohibited from going out. So they've been living in their homes. Now this is the fifth full day when they've had to stay indoors. They're living off of stocks of food that they may have had before the Israeli army entered the town. Water service is still on for part of the city, but there are plenty of Palestinian families and homes that don't have water, plenty of Palestinian homes that don't have electricity either, although I'm in the western sector of the city, and I do have electricity in the hotel where I am. I talked to a number of Palestinians yesterday, particularly near the old city where the fighting is going on, and it's very stressful, obviously. The adults seem to be handling it pretty well, but there are a lot of children that are cooped up and have been cooped up for days and are hearing a lot of loud explosions and fighting quite near them, and it's very stressful, obviously. They're very frightened.
Mike, I heard you reporting over the weekend that you had tried to get into Nablus Saturday, I think, could not get into the city. The Israelis have prohibited journalists from going in there. How is it that you managed to get in, and what situation do journalists face?
I was lucky, and yesterday I found a Palestinian driver who knew one of the back roads that you could get into the city, and I hooked up with him and managed to get into the city. As of yesterday, the Israeli troops were not bothering journalists from moving around, cautiously moving around the city. But today, for some reason, there's a squad of Israeli soldiers that are parked right outside the hotel. A number of additional journalists have gotten into the city and have come to the hotel. An Israeli armored personnel carrier is blocking the road toward the center of the city the journalists would take in their cars. And for some odd reason, Israeli troops have fired warning shots at the hotel where I'm staying, and none of us know why.
NPR's Mike Schuster in the West Bank city of Nablus.